You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and as always, we are going to have another amazing show today. Mr. Collins is going to try to jump in on a few more of these radio shows, but there's so much going on at Punch TV Studios these days. We are days away from our Los Angeles launch. That is huge news. That's definitely huge because we're already in five stations or six stations across the country. We're in Houston and Beaumont, Texas. We're in Columbus, Ohio, Mobile, Alabama, Jacksonville, and Pensacola, Florida. So coming to Los Angeles, you can see how tired I am. I don't think I've had much sleep in the last year. So there's just so much going on at Punch TV Studios. So coming to Los Angeles, coming to Southern California is going to place Punch TV in over 16 million more homes. So if you're in California, if you know someone in Southern California, pick up the phone and let them know to look for Punch TV. The network is on KILM here in Long Beach. That's Frontier, Channel 20. And a lot of the stations is going to be Channel 64. But whatever your cable station is, whether it's Comcast, Spectrum, Direct, TV, Dish, whoever it is, you can watch Punch TV from the desert to the sea. And we also want to let everyone know that at 11 p.m., 1 hour before we go live, on July 31st, we are going to be streaming live. We're going to have Nabuki Live, and you'll be able to catch some of our top executives. I might even be in the Punchbowl. I don't know. I think I am. I think I said I was. But we'll see. 11 p.m. is way past my bedtime. So July 31st, 1 hour before we go live in Los Angeles, we are going to be in the Punch Bowl on Nabuki, our social media network, and that's NABUKIE.com. Okay, so enough with that announcement. I got to move to another announcement. So if you are listening to this on the telephone, if you called in, and you want to join the conversation, please press 1. If you want to listen, that's fine. If you just want to hear what's going on, you don't want to chime in, you don't want to make your voice heard, that's fine as well. But if you want to join the conversation, please press 1 so we know you're not just listening. If you're listening to this show on your computer and you want to join the conversation and make your voice heard, give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. This week, what we've done is we've done the show a little bit different. We've always had guests on the show. We had some amazing guests. But we started to discuss some of the topics that were trending these days in the news and the media, social media. It kind of started off with this discussion on Monday with the movie Girls Trip. And then we noticed that Dr. Boyce Watkins posted a response to the movie Girls Trip, and he said it made him very uncomfortable. And one of the statements that Dr. Boyce Watkins made was that Hollywood should be more responsible about the movies and the type of material that we put out. you know, and being that we consider ourselves Hollywood or a part of Hollywood, we wanted to discuss our thoughts, my thoughts, the company's thoughts, and our view on these type of movies. So we discussed that on Monday, and that kind of evolved into the conversation yesterday on breaking into Hollywood. And we discussed, again, based on our conversation on Monday, because there were some people who felt that no matter what type of movie Girls Trip was or is, it allowed for more work for African-American women. So we should just be happy that those doors are open. And that brought us to yesterday's conversation, which was opening those doors. How do we open those doors, not necessarily just for African-American women or black people, but how do we open the doors to Hollywood? So we opened up this discussion this morning on the Bookie, and we asked a question, hey, you know, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to discuss? And we had one of our wonderful members, A Bottle of Youth, who piped in and said, you know, hey, let's talk about this. Let's have this conversation. And we're going to discuss the topic a little bit in a moment. But I just want to tell you that we're actually in pre-launch for Nabuki, our social media network. We're going to make an official launch on August 31st. But when we launched the site when we started testing the site back in October, A Bottle of Youth was one of our first members, and he's been riding with us this entire way. I don't think a day passes. I can almost say I don't think an hour passes without A Bottle of Youth posting on Nabuki. Maybe, I don't know, because he's driving and posting and posting and driving, so maybe, you know, he's not doing all the posts himself. But we know that A Bottle of Youth is definitely one of our Punch TV Studio supporters, which is why the conversation or the suggestion was about federal and state congressional districts and state governors who don't speak to their communities about opportunities such as Punch TV Studios at $1 per share. So we're going to go ahead and allow A Bottle of Youth to join us. Again, if anyone is listening on the line, we're going to open it up. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation. Good morning, good morning, good morning, A Bottle of Youth. Are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent, excellent. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Actually, I have my better half sitting beside me trying to stay awake. We decided to leave out this morning around 6 and advertise around Norfolk. One of the things we realized is that we never did it when folks are going to work in our area because we were always on the road. So we did that this morning and came on back to the house just to enjoy the rest of the day. But as you stated earlier in regards to that question on the discussion in regards to the federal and state and the governors and why they do not choose to or speak much on opportunities such as this, like Punch TV, the $1 shares. I've never really heard any of the political figures. And with it having been a Jobs Act signature from Barack Obama, president, you would think that more political figures would have kind of picked up and spoke about it. But I haven't heard anyone from any of my communities. I have written to the governor's office here in North Carolina, as well as in Virginia, and contacted local congressmen as well as senators, just to let them know, is, you know, even calling them, in fact, just like I've done all the black institutions, you know, college institutions here on the East, because I wanted to make sure that no one was left out of that. But that's one thing I have never understood was why, if they want to walk the talk, or as they walk the walk, but don't talk the talk, when it really comes down to helping folks out. And in my mind, it would seem to me that the majority of the population of North Carolina had the opportunity to do this and all knew about it and it was on the TV, you know, in the evenings when everybody came home or right before the news or even mentioned on the news. I think our state would be probably one of the wealthiest states, you know, in the long haul. And I would think that would be the same for the country as well. So it's always been truly hard for me to understand why they do not give us this information to, you know, all the different public facilities, you know, public services, social services, for our folks to be able to see this, you know, whether sitting on the table or playing on the TV commercial or, you know, just a poster. It's just not there. And I think something like this really, really should have been, and that's why we work so hard. But let me take one break from saying this. I wanted to wish one of our members, Miss Z, happy Bottle Youth Day. It's her birthday today, so I wanted to wish her happy Bottle Youth Day. I didn't want to forget that. But yeah, back to the state.
No,
and
we have
federal,
to stop. We can't just wish Z a happy Bottle of Youth Day without giving her the proper attention.
This is true. This is true.
Happy birthday, Z. Are you with us this morning?
Hello, Sharifa and Bottle of Youth.
Hello.
You know, thank you so much. I'm here with my cousin, Dr. Robinson. We're in the ATL airport, and we're on our way to Los Angeles because we're coming there. And I took Bottle of Youth leave because he's always done such fantastic time. And I'm taking pictures with Delta representatives with a little napkin with Punch TV Studios IPOs for a dollar. I'm copying off of Bottle of Youth. So the guys at Delta, they took pictures with me. And I've got, yeah, because he's such an inspiration. That is so nice. And because I asked Dr. Robinson, I said, who are they wishing happy birthday? She said, girl, it's your birthday tomorrow. I said, that's right. It is my birthday tomorrow. I think that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. We're going to get on the airplane now, and we'll probably
enjoy your trip.
We'll
talk to you in Los Angeles. Enjoy your trip. Thank you.
But Dr. Robinson, you...
Oh, you can't take off until everybody buy their shares.
Absolutely. So we definitely got that happy birthday in there to Z. Z is one of our newest members on the Bookie. She's been on there for a couple of months now, a few months now, and she has just come in and, as she said, followed a Bottle of Youth lead and is posting and sharing and commenting. I can't wait to see these pictures of the Delta representative with the Punch TV Studios $1 per share IPO. That's interesting. We'll have to post it on all our social media. Again, if you're listening on the line and you want to join the conversation, please press 1. If not, just enjoy the show. So we're going to go back to your comment. I understand completely what you're saying as far as more representatives not stepping up and mentioning or discussing the Punch TV Studios IPO. When we first launched, I was completely surprised. I thought more not only government agencies, I thought more churches, more organizations, even when you think about career centers, per se, but people who were interested in creating more opportunities would either invest or use their platforms to inform more people of the opportunity. But what we heard was, it's a wonderful opportunity. We love what you're doing. We see how you're going to, you know, make it work. If you are a nonprofit, then there's something that we would be able to do. So, I mean, for a lot of these people, that's the main thing. Being in government, they don't necessarily want to put their name, their reputation, or, you know, people to question whether or not they can be, you know, quote-unquote bought if they invest or they advocate for a for-profit organization.
Well, I truly understand that. I tell you, you know, and I think because of one of those reasons, it's probably while I was on the way to town this morning, I was listening to Steve Harvey on his morning show, and he was talking about change, and he was really making a good case for it. And I said, well, you know, if we're going to talk about change, let's make sure we let everybody know about Punch TV. And I did a little Twitter and did that on to him, and a Facebook and a Instagram, just to let him know. You know, I do really look up to Steve Harvey. One of his videos, Jumps to Success, I really adored and kind of put in my life. And this is kind of what led us to do what we did with Punch TV, because it was probably about a year ago that I ran across that video of Steve Harvey's Jump to Success. And so I really do hope that he do talk about Punch TV. I'm not sure if it would be the same for him in respect, you know, as the political figures. But the fact that he was talking about our community, he was talking about folks, you know, wanting to change. He said, well, don't wait till next week, do it today. So I'm hoping, you know, that he would also instruct, hey, you know, you have this opportunity out here with Punch TV, you know, research it, make sure it's fit for you. And if it is, then go, you know. I think it's just one of them opportunities that folks really should not back away from because they don't know. You know, the great thing about an IPO is the beginning of something, and it's easy to learn at that point. And I believe that folks should know about this. I think it should be mentioned in school, you know, way before high school, you know, specifically IPOs, because folks don't pay attention to those when they come out usually, unless they do get the Wall Street Journal, they have an email sent to them. They generally don't know when IPOs are up or unless they're looking at the calendar. So I really do hope that we can, you know, further the conversation, get more folks talking about it, especially more prominent folks within our communities. I have been stopping by police stations, walking in, just giving them the information. I was law enforcement, so I really do try to look out for my law enforcement brothers. And, I mean, I'll pull up to a cop car in a heartbeat, but let them know while I'm approaching. I am okay, and I'm just trying to give them some information. And a lot of them have been very open to it. And in our line of work, when I was working law enforcement, you get paid okay money. It's not the greatest money, but it's okay money. But as far as a retirement plan, you don't have a whole lot. And depending on if you work for a state, you're a county, or local cities, depending on their particular retirement plans and how it might do you and your family. But I think this is one of the greatest things out there that you can utilize for retirement plans or educational funds. There's so many different aspects in folks' lives that they can use this particular instance of Punch TV and these dollar shares, not just to set themselves up, but maybe a grandchild or someone else. So, yeah, I really do have hopes that, you know, folks will open their hearts and not only get for themselves, but try to, you know, others get or show them how to get. Dollars aren't too hard to come by, but they're hard to come by at the same time. So I understand folks' situations. I mean, we recently had our own situation, as you can probably have read over in the bookie, you know, over the last year and a half.
Yes, we saw the pictures and the stories. Yes, definitely.
But that's what has kept me motivated. All of those downfalls and all of those tragedies, and like I said, with the Punch TV commercial coming on the night of the accident, it gave me my why. It gave me my reason to get up. It gave me my what if. What if I did this and it worked? So that's all we've been doing is coming up with a why and coming up with a what if and going out and putting it to work.
Well, we definitely appreciate that. What, you know, one of the things that we like to talk about and to say is that sometimes people tend to believe that we do things more haphazardly at Punch TV Studios than we actually do. I mean, there's a strategic plan that we've actually, you know, worked out years before we even launched. And it's one of those things where we have went out to different organizations, we went out to different celebrities, and we said, okay, here, you know, here's what we're doing. And we didn't expect everybody to say yes. you know, but I'm in sales, and I was always taught that one yes is worth a million no's. So right now what we're doing is we're lining up all of those yeses. We're lining up the core people and the core team, and what's going to happen is that everyone else is going to come on board later, just like every other IPO. I mean, we didn't expect this IPO to necessarily be different, you know, than Microsoft or anything else. But it's the people who get in the beginning who are going to reap the greatest rewards. So everybody else is going to get in eventually. Other people are going to want to be a part of it eventually. But right now we're focusing on that core team. And what's so beautiful about it is with this launch in Los Angeles, we have lined up so many new shows, so much talent that people are really going to be like, okay, wow, this I can actually see now what they've been talking about for years, you know, because to a certain extent we've been in that, you know, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. But now it's here. You know, we are literally 5 days away from our launch in Los Angeles. Over 16 million more homes.
I wanted to give Bugs Bunny a hug the other day. We had purchased a smart TV, 4K Ultra HD. And Big Bugs Bunny played on that thing, and you could see his fur move, and it was the weirdest thing for a 50-inch TV or so. This big bunny on there, and he's smiling with his buck tooth. And me and my wife just looking at each other just in awe that we even have something to do with Punch TV. You know, we're just so thankful that this opportunity came along, and like I said, everything we've done, we never did anything for ourselves. We've always tried to do it for other folks. And I've learned, and my wife and everyone in my family, as well as my children, have learned that you can't get anything out of life if you don't, you know, help others first. You know, not to expect something always back to you, but, you know, just put your best foot forward and let blessings come back in the order that they're supposed to come back in.
Yes, and wait till you see some of the blessings that are being prepared for all of our stockholders now. They are being prepared for you. I mean, and again, back to the political climate, even in Hollywood, that's politics, is all politics. I mean, a recent example is everything that happened to Nick Cannon after Nick Cannon did his stand-up. Again, you know, he made all his comments about NBC and basically, you know, lost his day job. It's the same way because we're a television studio and we're a television network. There are some people who, for political reasons, even though they're not in politics, but for political reasons, can't necessarily come out and say, okay, yeah, let me build or let me be a part of a new television studio or a new television network that is going to rival any other station or network that's out there. I mean, when we launched,
I really hope there's one person I'm really, really hoping has heard about Points TV, got involved in Points TV. I know I sent her everything I possibly could. And she used to have a show back in the days with another young star who's in California. I think she did the Diva show not long ago. But, you know, I heard her complaints and everything. I'm saying, okay, well, you got the complaints. Now you have a network. So, you know, if you're in this network, then you don't have to worry about those complaints no more. So I'm kind of really hoping that the information did get around to this comedian who I think has had a great career, and I don't want to see her lose it over, you know, any Hollywood play.
It's going to be more opportunities for everyone. I mean, because there are tons of people in Hollywood who are celebrities. They are famous, but they may not have worked for years. This is an opportunity for those same people to go ahead and just rejuvenate their careers. And all of a sudden, not only people who haven't worked for years, but working actors as well, all of a sudden they're going to be popping up on more and more shows, and it's going to be more opportunities for everyone. So, we definitely want to get everyone involved. I mean, that's the main thing. So we definitely love the way you and your family has been helping, I mean, for the past year. And definitely, you know, you guys keep up the motivation on Nabuki. So we definitely love and appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, no problem. We're more than just blessed with doing this. I mean, we really do have a lot of enjoyment, and it's probably me more so than my wife. I know she gets tired sometimes that she'll just lay on my shoulder or play with her dog over in the passenger seat while we're driving around, like we were doing at Virginia Beach yesterday. She has her little headphones on, and she's listening to her, watching her TV shows on her phone, and I'm blasting the radio out with Punch TV commercials. And so we're a great team, and I think we've always been a great power couple, just, you know, as far as raising our family in general. So, you know, I can't wait to see what the future holds for everyone with Punch TV and all the shareholders. I would love to just see every shareholder's smile on their face, and I don't know we have a screen that's big enough to be able to hold all of them.
Well, the shareholders meeting is scheduled for May 11th and May 12th of 2018. It's already booked Westgate in Las Vegas. So I'm not absolutely sure that we booked a screen, that we have a screen.
Yeah, we might need a Megatron or what they call them screens that they use like in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we I don't know if that is booked as of yet, but I do know that the stockholders meeting is scheduled, is booked, is being planned now as we speak. It's so much going on. I mean, that's the thing sometimes is that people really don't see how much is going on all simultaneously. I mean, it's just so much. But we're just happy. It's exciting. You know, it gives us the ability to see what we work for years actually come to life, you know, to see it come to fruition. So it's a beautiful thing.
I've done a lot of research on the company, all the way back to the earlier days, and figured out some aspects that I hadn't known before, and so glad I did. I'm really glad that I did dig real deep into, you know, understanding what Plush TV was all about and how it came about, you know, on its second, you know, journey from what it was once before to Punch Animations. And I just can't wait. I mean, it's been so exciting for me. I think this is probably one of my last hurrahs as far as me actually going out here and trying to tackle a huge, huge thing, you know, on my own. I don't know why I thought I could do it in the first place, but I'm enjoying doing it.
No, but that's wonderful. I mean, it's contagious. I mean, because we are enjoying watching you. I mean, for us, this literally is like a show. We tune in to see what you're going to write on your car windows next. We tune in to see where you are, where you're on a trip. I mean, it's like you when you guys film, it's like really like a show because even the dog is right there. It's like every element of the show to make it interesting. You know, it's just a journey that you've allowed us to take with you. You know, so we definitely
are enjoying. You ain't seen nothing yet. I heard Z had a spray can in her hand, and she was going to
get
outside of the plane with Punch TV and the front windshield. So I'm waiting to see that plane land.
I'm waiting for those Delta pictures, because once I get those Delta pictures, I'm posting it to the social media. I'm giving it the Delta thumbs up for everything that we're doing. So that's interesting.
I'm not sure about giving my answer just yet on my poll. I think my wife answered for me when she was looking at it, but I'll get back to that one. She said top and bottom of the United States, and that scared me.
Which poll are we? I saw the poll on, yes, whether you were going to start driving again.
Yeah, she had asked me if Punch TV had wrapped the car with Punch TV advertisement on Bobby Youth when I drove back across the country. I knew it was her ploy to drive to California. She had this idea a minute ago when you guys announced the TV station. So I understood where she was going with that. But when she tried to say, okay, and from California, we'll take it north and come back across the northern part of the United States and back down, I hadn't figured that part out yet. I've heard there's a lot of
I just say yes. I just took my. I just voted. I'm honest right now. I didn't even read the question in its entirety. I just went drive. Yes, that's all I saw from the question. So I think this is one of those marital conversations that you guys were having, because I just saw drive, cross country, yes, yes. Come on down to California. We'll roll out the red carpet for you. We launch it August 1st. We're making this happen. So,
I hope
yes,
it has a bed
out
on that red carpet.
No.
I have to have a bed
no.
on that red carpet. They come out of the car, I'm going to fall out. It was so funny when we ended up in California the last time. I was supposed to be going to the Grand Canyon, and I got some kind of lost in translation with all the music and the stars and the Buki and then the blizzard, a whole bunch of stuff I was going through. It ended up like 30 minutes outside of L.A.
And you didn't come by Punch TV?
But that was the most relaxing trip, and that's what we like to do. We like to take trips where we don't have a destination. Because I plan our stays, well, generally, like I said, they usually sleep in the car while I'm driving. So when they're awake, I usually go to sleep. I don't have to get a hotel room. And I will do that every few days so that everybody stay clean. And if not, I take them to a truck stop.
And then you talk to the people at the truck stop about the Punch TV. What do you say to them? What do you say to them when you walk up? I'm just curious. What do you say?
I've actually grabbed several people's phones and typed in Punch TV and bookmark it and told them to give me a call when they got a chance to read it. I've walked into most gas stations and asked how their day was going and would they like to retire, sometime in the near future if you do things right. Just trying to get them interested in maybe what I'm talking about before I mention anything about Punch TV. And generally when I do say something about the dollar shares, they look at me like I'm stupid or too tall or just big. I get a real funny look on their face. But then they start acting intrigued, and I'll pull my phone out and I'll play the commercial on my phone because I have the MP3 there so I can just play the commercial anywhere I'm at. And generally that gets me through it. Most times I'm writing on the back of a lottery sheet, punchtvstudios.com, or either on the back of one of our bodyyouth.com cards. But the conversation really does come up pretty easy. I went to visit my mother yesterday. It was a few young ladies sitting out on the porch, and I told them, I said, look at the back of my car. Take a picture of it, Instagram it for me. I need everybody to see it. I didn't tell them what it was. So they got curious. They walked over. They took a picture. Next thing I know, they said they were going to Instagram it for me. So I try to keep good relationships with the community. And because I was a police officer, it's a little bit easier for me to talk to folks in that particular realm. For whatever reason, it still seems like I am a cop. It's kind of hard to get the cop out of you when you are a police officer. And so it's easier to talk to folks. And you generally can find a common ground in any situation to be able to break the ice real quick, just to mention Punch TV and a dollar share.
What is the number one question that you received?
Is this for real? What are stocks? Yes. That has been a huge question, is what are stocks? And I've broken
did
it down.
Did that surprise you?
It did. It did. And that's what I was meaning by second, I would say middle school, high school. They really should be speaking more about stock market issues and things that children who go to school might actually hear and be able to come back and tell their parents about. I remember when I was going to school in Brooklyn, New York, because I was in New York, you always hear something about some type of a business or someone making money, and I would come home and tell my mother about it. And that's not provided in today's society. The children can't come home generally from school and say, hey, Mom, guess what I found out? You can do this, and I don't have to worry about college without having to go to the military, without you having to kill yourself working. They just don't have those opportunities. And that's another reason why I have it on the back of the car, because every mile that car goes, someone is seeing it.
Right.
And me spraying a little windshield water, making a little bottle loop, droplets hit the windshield, subliminal. Every now and then I might light an incense, subliminal. Usually people, I think, where did that smell come from? And they look up and they see PunchTVStudios.com on the back of the car with $1 IPO. I just try to grab people's attention in any kind of way.
I love to lure them to the car.
Well, I used to be a police officer, so I'm always paying attention to other folks' faces. You know, I wouldn't say I'm paranoid, but I'm careful about where I'm at and my surroundings. You know, and when I was on the road advertising for Punch TV, you know, I did go to the hoods. I didn't have a problem going to the projects because I did have that law enforcement background. And I was able to walk the streets and talk with them, and they understood that, hey, this guy looks like 5'0". But once I told them, hey, I'm no longer 5'0", I used to be 5'0", and I would explain to them why I am here, then they were more receptive to what I had to talk about.
So you just
drink them up out of the collar.
So you've been able to convert all of them, or to tell all of them about Punch TV Studios. That is truly amazing. I wish there was some way we could measure it. That's what I want to know. I want to measure the efforts of a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me traveling around the country.
I guarantee you.
She woke up.
That if you were to actually find out how many people this guy has talked to, it's an incredibly large number. He has a very big mouth, huge personality, and can't be quiet to save his life. And this is the best thing that's ever happened to him.
You guys are so cute. I just love it. You're so adorable. I just watch it all. On the bookie, it's just so amazing. It's just so amazing. We have to measure that somehow. What we'll do is we'll find some special way to recognize you at the shareholders meeting. That's what we'll do. We'll find something, some way, somehow. We're gonna make something special for the two of you. That's what we're gonna do.
Well, you know, his whole reward would be to see some of the faces that we've seen out on the road at that meeting. He's begged everyone to come to the shareholders meeting, and he really wants to see these people succeed. You know, he has a little bit of a hero complex, but...
He's your hero. We know. So.
But, hey, I'm ready to go back across country. I don't know about anyone else.
You coming down back down to Cali?
I would love to. The East Coast is overrated for a second.
Well, that's where her brother's at. The last time we drove across the country, we were actually in a Penske truck, and her brother was following us, and we drove from Portsmouth, Virginia, left at 6 p.m. Friday, ended up in San Bernardino at 2:30 p.m. Sunday.
Yes, I'm sure we broke history.
A lot of Nas energy drinks. Every time we got to a place and he would ask if I was ready to take a nap or go to sleep, I just couldn't. I was so
You got all the
awake.
Way to San Bernardino? I can't believe that. All the way to San Bernardino and
Bernardino.
Nothing.
Non-stop.
Yeah, we would just stop to get gas and keep it going. Because his wife had to be out there. She worked for the VA hospital, and she had to be out there by that Monday morning. But they were also moving in at the same time. And after they tried a few different ways of trying to get their furniture out that way, my wife made the mention, you know, if you just got a truck,
you don't drive.
And that's how that came about. Not even 30 minutes later, I get a call. You would drive the Penske truck? I said, yeah. And next thing I knew, we were on the road the next morning.
Yes, in a half full 26 footer, right?
It was a little 26 footer. I think we might have filled, I don't know, maybe 3 refrigerators.
Wow.
Maybe 3 refrigerators. You take 3 refrigerators down, that's what was in the truck that we drove all the way over there. It was the most interesting thing, especially when I got to the mountain right outside of San Bernardino, and I watched the truck go from 55 to 20, and then everybody was passing me, and I just didn't know.
You came all that way. You were so close.
I do love driving. I mean, my grandfather kind of got me into that. He would come up and pick me up from New York or from Maryland when I was a young child and take me down to Troy, Alabama. So I got a lot of country life and understood how to work a CB because of him. And the fact that I love the road, I keep the CB in the car with me because in case of emergencies and you're in a place where cell phones don't work, CBs.
And please let me explain. He does sincerely play that commercial all day on the speaker, on the CB. So, yes, if you see me, I do have headphones on, and I still can't hear.
We love the commercial. The commercial has to play. The people want, you have to give the people what they want. The people want the commercial.
Oh, yes, and I'm enjoying it as long as, you know.
Oh, I played the radio show, too. I played the radio show when we were on there, when a friend of ours was on, and when you guys sang happy birthday to her. So, you know, we try to make sure everybody get all different aspects of Punch TV, because one thing the radio show did have was a lot more different commercials that I was able to cater in different areas of the city that I was in.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
We pulled up to Barnes and Nobles, and someone kept turning his phone off.
Yes.
Hilarious. I'm like,
that's
in Atlanta. I told him, I guess they don't want to hear your commercial no more. They keep turning it off on me.
That was in Atlanta. They kept taking control of my phone.
And turning it off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow. So tell us, what exactly is a bottle of youth? Since you're able to travel across the country, back and forth, over and over, what is a bottle of youth?
Well, first of all, I'm a disabled veteran. Okay, so it allows for me to be able to do a little bit more than I probably could have done. And I'm 100%, so it allows for my wife and I to be together. And because at one time, there was a time where she used to actually be bored, we started a bottle of youth for her when she found out about Miriam was a dancer down in Virginia Beach, in Virginia.
We're just really passionate about things that work and that are real.
Yes.
And that's who I fell in love with. I had a stroke about 2 or 3 years ago. My mom had a stroke a year ago.
I heard that.
Oh, it's no problem, because with the a bottle of youth, Miriam EHD, I made myself into a guinea pig. I have plenty of documentation. But I went from, after the stroke, not being able to register at all on any of my brain games, because I have a lot of brain fit games, to taking the EHD and actually surpassing where I was before I had a stroke. So I know these products, and I'm very passionate about it. My mother, she had her stroke. She was rocking back and forth and watching TV. Now I can't ever catch her home since I give her pills every month.
Yes. She wasn't driving at first after that stroke. And after taking the EHG for a while and being home, it got to the point where we couldn't find her because she was driving.
Everywhere. So I know the products work. The Miriam Fern, I literally went from like a 13 down to 3-4.
Yeah, 3-4.
But the stretch marks, any type of loose skin, all of that just melted away. And it's just a lotion that you put on after you shower while your body is still moist. You put the lotion on, and it tightens your skin.
It's like the movie, the fat
away
lotion on
from
skin.
The inside.
So you have a lotion,
like,
then you have a peel.
Well, we have the face cream, which is the night and day cream. The night cream is the first product that came up with the day cream. Thereafter was the Miriam Firm, which you can use on the rest of your body, which gets rid of the cellulite, stretch marks. We've noticed folks are losing scars that they once had, they no longer have.
They're getting the free baby pants. Oh, my goodness.
And for folks who have had babies, you talk about a lotion that actually gets rid of the baby fat that's left behind, that women say they have such a hard time getting rid of without having to do the crunches and the sit-ups and running. My wife don't run. She don't do sit-ups. Now she sits. Right. That's it. And the firm, you know, I would never tell them what, don't exercise. But if you're not going to exercise, and I think if you have a issue dealing with cellulite or loose skin, the Nearing Firm is one of the greatest products I've ran across. And the one thing about the company, it was numbers to me. The numbers made sense. The science made sense. And like they say, documentation beats conversation. It's all there.
The science,
it's in black and white with Nearing.
The science has been out over 20 years. So it's not like it, even though it's a new product on the market, the science been using in hospitals on patients for over 20 years. So, I mean, it's an excellent product. Excellent.
Yes, and we just came out with more products, and there's a long list of them. I couldn't go down them, but they can always go to anyone who's interested, go to aboutayouth.com. Like I said, we have the EHT, we have Nearing Firm, we have a new eye serum, we have hydrogel eye patches.
Mm-hmm.
All of these eye patches, the eye serums, you're going to see 15, 20 minutes later, if just do one eye. Just do one eye. That's what I tell everybody. Everybody I run into, they just apply it to one eye.
Yes, he's literally been down to the beach and gave it to people and say, just put it on one eye so they'll have one good eye and one messed up.
Oh, it doesn't take long for them to turn back around wanting to do their other eye. And I just hand them my phone and I give them a website and they purchase it right there. I give them the bottle so they have one to take home with them while they're already on vacation. And they'll receive the next one at home when they get there.
So what exactly is the eye serum? What does it do?
The eye serum, it does all the eye lifting around the eyelids, what they call crow's feet in the corners of the eyes or the outside of the eyes. Same thing within the inner eyes, the puffiness right up under the eyes. It actually smooths all of that out. It takes away all of the puffiness. The crow's feet, you will start seeing those lines start fully and disappearing. And it also works while you sleep. This is one of those products that when you put it on, it just don't just work then. It works 24 hours. So the more you use it, the better results you're going to have. As I stated before, they have a 90-day real results contest. And I would tell everyone to really go to aboutayouth.com, take a look at the real results contest, a 90-day contest, see if you can see yourself, you know, losing the weight that you want before the end of summertime or before New Year's come. Why wait till New Year's to do your New Year's resolution? Start now.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, again, with the launch of Punch TV on KILM on August 1st, there's going to be plenty more advertising opportunities. So we definitely want you to take a look at some of the advertising opportunities we have on Nabuki, because we're going to push a lot of traffic and a lot of viewers and a lot of attention, even more attention to Nabuki.com. So we definitely want to get the word out about everything that you're doing, about A Bottle of Youth, aboutayouth.com. Maybe get some of your products up out there and allow us to assist you.
That would be lovely. But we still want to do Punch TV.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're not going to change that, definitely.
Now you see why I keep a smile on my face. It's hard for me to just get upset, you know, with having post-traumatic stress disorder. I thought that would be one of the hardest things. When they first took me out of work in 2001, it took me about 4 or 5 years of really mostly staying in the room, not really wanting to go out too much. I mean, we went out if we had to, but it's not that I wanted to be out. I didn't want to be around anybody. It was totally different than it was
right
when I was working at the police department. But I had noticed, even when I was at the police department, towards the end, that there were things that was bothering me that I still didn't understand. And, you know, those things started becoming clear to me as I went to the VA, as I understood more about what post-traumatic stress disorder was, because we really didn't know what it was, you know. And I didn't realize it had bothered me so bad from the things that I had done in the military. But you know, I really love this opportunity with Punch TV. It has brought me out of a shell that I don't want to crawl back into. I'm enjoying seeing my wife just smile everywhere. And the great thing about having a company called AbovaYouth.com for her is that she's gorgeous.
Aww.
And it makes it a little bit easier
to
stand.
So sweet. Oh. That is so sweet. Oh my God, I had the best show.
I take that back.
I'm sorry?
I forgot I was on the radio.
You take that back. You can't take it back. You can't. You guys are so adorable. All your posts on the Buki, a bottle of youth for me is, I mean, it's amazing to watch. I mean, I just love to watch it that you guys do everything together. You're family oriented. I mean, the family's there. The dog. I'm still stuck on the dog. Like, I'm like, the dog is there. This is just like the ideal, perfect family. And you're traveling around talking
the
about
baby
family.
Dog.
Yes.
You have a baby
yes.
dog.
Yeah.
The English Mastiff.
I know.
See, I don't have a vehicle big enough to put him in.
Yet.
So he looks at us every day when we pull out the yard, like, why can't I go? And I said, well, the last time you went, you jumped out the car about 45 miles an hour around the corner. It was deer season, or either they were in heat or something. I don't know what the deal was. But in the whole wind tunnel in the back seat just opened up. Didn't understand why. I looked back there. I asked my wife, where's the dog? She said, I don't know. Because, I mean,
okay,
his tail sticks out one window and his head is out the other window. We would have never thought he would have left the car.
He's literally about 270.
By the time I turned around, he was about 2 miles back chasing a deer.
Wow. So, the next time you leave, though, before you leave, we want a picture of the other dog man. We want to see everything. We want to
before
see
I leave work,
what...
Where am I going?
When your next trip, your next journey, when you leave the big dog
behind,
we want the picture.
Okay. Scared me. You really scared me. I'm sorry.
No, we want a picture so we can have a part
before
of
you leave, you want to be clear as to what they say.
Not before you leave this earth. No.
Before you hear either. Unless he plans on
when you go
out there at the end, then I'm going to be down here on this earth.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I sincerely think people don't plan to live forever. I mean, I looked it up, and a lot of people live into their hundreds and teens and hundreds and twenties. Why not live forever?
Speaking of which,
exactly.
Ms. Saeed, have you ever heard of the Epico Ghost?
No.
Have you ever heard of Epi-Go-Go's?
No, I have not.
Okay. There's a story about a doctor, Timothy Darrell, who visited Flores, Indonesia. There are Flores hobbits.
Yes.
Okay.
3 foot hobbits.
They're about 3 foot tall.
Cannibal
they
hobbits.
Do exist. There's a documentary called The Cannibals in the Jungle that they made about Dr. Timothy Darrell. Mm-hmm. And this whole story is entirely true as to what he's seen. They even have true video footage.
Yes.
What I will do is put a link on Nabuki so that everybody can see this. Because once you see it, you're going to realize that it's not just us.
Yes.
And this is real live footage. This gentleman went to jail for murder. Yes, the gentleman went to jail for murder in Indonesia.
For being a cannibal.
They thought he was a cannibal. He kept trying to tell them the Epi-Go-Go's did it.
He said
it
was the little 3 foot tall people
he
that
said
ate
it was
my
video
friend.
Footage. He lost it when he was running out of the jungle. They found the footage. The footage has been recovered. The Epi-Go-Go's are on the footage.
Yes. And it was on a history.
Wow.
And they look like us.
History or discovery.
Just
history.
A little hairier. On outside of their arms and outside of their legs. But they look like us. They're about 3 feet tall, though.
And
we have to look into it. Maybe this is something, somehow, some way, we can play on the network. I'm always looking out for some interesting content.
Well, I'm voting that Joseph, Mr. Collins, should go to Flores, Indonesia.
With you to get there.
Not with me. I don't leave the U.S. unless I'm going to Dubai. But other than that, I'm staying here.
But this is definitely a true story. It's just one of them things that, like I said, you never know what's out there until folks really, run across something and they actually catch footage. And there's a lot of footage, actual video footage of these epigogos. But that's where they came up with the term hobbit, from the Flores hobbit. They call it Floresian hobbits, is the scientific type name to it, or whatever you want to call it. But I mean, these things are more than interesting. They're very strong, and they still babies. I look like babies. I said they still babies.
Oh yeah, they still babies.
The residents that live outside of the jungles there have talked about for centuries of these abigogos coming into the village and taking children at night, babies at night. Well, no one actually believed them until they actually found these abigogos.
And they also found
a mandible of a scientist who had witnessed them out that way in a cave where they had obviously had dinner. And
they use tools and fire. So they cook their food, which makes them not primates.
And one of the gentlemen that died there in the jungle, the rope was actually cut, and it was cut by one of them by one of their tools. And you'll see all of that on the video. I'm definitely going to put that up there on the bookie because I think as a human society, we should know. And more in general, here in the United States, like I said, the story was on Animal Planet.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary was put on Animal Planet a few years ago. I believe the scientist and archaeologist was from Australia. Mm-hmm. Timothy Darrell was actually from the United States because when he went to jail, he wound up dying in the Indonesian prison before they found the footage. And once they found the footage, it was more than enough to overturn any of the crimes that they thought he committed.
He studied birds. He
was a scientist who studied birds. He worked for a university. And what happened was the footage was sent back home to the family. And the family were so devastated as to what the story was that their son had done. They had only put the box up in the attic, and the sister kept it after, because they had tried to throw it out in the trash. The sister kept it and was able to provide the whole footage, all the reel-to-reels, to the archaeologist from Australia with all the footage.
And unfortunately, he died before he could be let out.
Aww.
But they did and prove he was not a cannibal.
So the first thing I'm going to do as soon as I get off this phone is put this up here, because if anyone's listening and they're very, very curious as to what we're talking about right now, I want to make sure that they're not ringing you guys' telephone off the hook.
But it is going to be, it's going to be posted on the Bookie as soon as you get a chance. I want to thank you both for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. As always, it has been a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we come as a tandem. If she shows up without me, there's a problem.
There's
a huge problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, not too many.
Make sure you announce it on the radio station in Houston. Okay.
Not too many people can stay married after being literally together 24 hours, 7 days a week. For how long?
It's easy to do because I'm tall and she's short. I don't see her all the time.
Yeah, you gotta be with your best friend.
And that she is.
Absolutely.
But we love you, Shaifa.
We love you guys.
I'm Shaifa now.
I can't help but.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you, everyone listening on the line, everyone who tuned in to the show on your computers. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Changing the Conversation. We will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabooki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.